Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Joe, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Tuscaloosa.
Okay. All right. Nice. All right. So if you don't mind, get into why you're calling us today.
Well, I invited my date out to one of the very exciting promotions that I had going on, and it was for my higher belt in karate. I was really excited, so wanted to have her come down and check me out.
Okay. So you invited her to come to your, like, graduation type thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I don't know karate, so I'm just using, like, terms.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a promotion. It's like a belt testing.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you how you guys met.
Well, we met on this app. I saw her picture, I liked it, and started talking. I just decided to be spontaneous and then invited her out to my karate promotion.
Okay, cool. All right, and then where are we now?
Well, she hasn't called back yet.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Okay. Well, we appreciate you sending us the email with all of her information. let's give her a call.
Okay.
I know you said in your email you were kind of nervous, but don't be nervous. We're going to try and help you as best we can.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Looking for Rebecca, please.
Yeah, this is Rebecca.
Rebecca, good morning. It's Obi and Ashley. We are morning radio show hosts for the big station here in town, K92.3.
Good morning.
Hi.
So we are on the radio, and our job today is to get you to go on a date with somebody, and we're going to pay for it.
Okay. What? Wait, why? What is this?
All right, wow. So this is called Second Date Update, and you already went on a date with a guy named Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's the one that reached out to us. So we're not like, you know, we didn't get your info from any type of dating site or anything like that. He reached out to us directly. He listens to our radio station and hears us in the morning do this second date update. So he knew we could try and help him get a hold of you because you haven't been answering. So
He really had
great things to say about you. He wanted to take you out again. And we're hoping that we can just make that happen.
Can I just not do this?
Okay, you can, but this is all really to benefit Joe and help him be a better guy.
Okay, well, I mean, he's a nice guy, but like, I don't think it's.
So what happened during your date? Like, we heard that he was getting promoted to another belt. I mean, that's pretty cool in karate.
He invited you to that, right?
Yeah, but like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, I guess, because I got there and I was like, what is happening? It was a class full of kids and him.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I was like, what is happening?
What is he, the teacher?
He was one of the students, and he was the oldest one there by like 15 years at least.
It's mixed like that, right?
I think some classes can be mixed like that.
But he was the only adult. Like, I thought it was going to be a class of adults. It was a class of kids. As young as six, seven-year-old kids, maybe like the oldest one was 13 that he was like put up against.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he looked ridiculous too. Like, they had to do this thing where they like broke boards and he couldn't even break a board.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know what, guys? I can't stay silent anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hi, Rebecca. It's me, Joe. And I hurt my hand the week before and I wasn't comfortable hitting a board in front of her because I was nervous.
You invited me, though, and this is like a class for kids. And then they, like, put him up with a 13-year-old for his final fight, and it was embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe, you're beating up on kids?
Don't let these kids fool you. They have a lot of energy, and they've been in the class longer than I have.
It did not seem like a fair match, and it just seemed ridiculous that he was even in that class. And I just thought I was, like, being punked. I was like, when is the camera going to come out and be like, you've been punked? Because it was the most absurd class or circumstance I've ever been in my life.
Really? Just because he was in a class with kids in karate?
Yes. I couldn't believe that I was on, that this was like a date that I was on.
I've been wanting to do karate for so long, and it's really rude that you don't want to support this. And I don't know.
Class with adults. Go to a class with people your own age. There have to be more people your own age.
Yeah, but then they're going to fight back harder.
Stop.
It's easier against the
kids.
That's
what I'm thinking. Like, he just wants to beat up on little kids.
But those kids really deserve it. I mean, some of those kids are really tough.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, Rebecca, can we just forget about the karate class? Let Ashley and I pay for you guys to go on another date. There could be something here.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
She can't respect karate, so.
Wow.
I can respect karate, but when you're fighting people your own age and skill level, I can respect it. That's ridiculous. You're a ridiculous person.
Okay.